Slacker and Steve on demand.
All right, so we got this thing that kind of fell in our lap.
Yeah, what's going on with
some sort of holiday office drama, gift exchange, weirdness.
Okay.
And this woman's been blowing up our our feeds everywhere, and finally T-Hack got her on the phone. So, Kathy?
Yay!
What is the emergency?
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Oh my God. Okay. Here's the problem, and it's huge, and it's ruining my Christmas, okay?
Okay.
My dearest friend at work, you know, we all have our work best friends, right?
Okay.
So this is like my best friend at work. Okay, we did like a little secret Santa, and she pulled my name, and I pulled somebody else's name, blah, blah, blah. So she gave me like a little stocking with some scratchers in it, okay? And I thought, and I scratched one, nothing, scratch one, $5, scratch one. $5,000.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay.
And I thought it was a joke, and I looked it up online, and I ran the barcode. It's real. It's legit. $5,000. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get her that really cool Michael Kors purse that she wanted for Christmas. It cost several hundred dollars. I'm going to surprise her with that because she got me this winning ticket. So I ran over and told her, and she's like, yay, we won, we won. I'm like, no, I won. She wants half of my ticket.
The ticket that she gave you?
The ticket she gave me as a present, she wants half.
Okay.
Wait.
So I don't know what to do. And the thing is, we do scratchers together, and we buy lotto tickets together, but this was my present from her.
Right?
It was a $5 present.
So wait, in other words, she would have gotten you a puppy. She wouldn't be going, I get half of that. You got to give me half. No.
Thank you. Wouldn't that be gross?
No. I just want to clarify. You kind of just glided over something. You do buy scratchers together?
Yeah, we do scratches together. Sometimes it'll be like a few of us together, like the receptionist and then like this other girl in the mail room. Like sometimes we pull together because that's our own little thing. But this wasn't part of that.
She didn't specify that. Okay. This is a gift to you.
She put a little stocking on my desk, like hanging outside my cubicle with like a candy cane and some Hershey's Kisses and then like 5 scratchers. Because we're all on a budget, and I know she's broke. But I said, don't give me much. You know, we had like a $25 gift exchange, and she got me a $5 gift exchange, which is fine. That's my friend.
Okay.
But it's a $5,000 ticket.
It's a $5,000 ticket. I know she's got like hard times, but we all do. But does that mean, right?
So you want to give her what? You want to give her a couple hundred dollar purse, and that's where it ends?
It's like a $500 purse. It's beautiful. It made.
But you get $4,500 then.
Well, after taxes, I'm sure it's a lot less. But yeah, that's the premise. That was my gift.
Right.
So I wouldn't do that to her.
So if you would have scratched a losing ticket, clearly she wouldn't go, you owe me, I get half of
it. I get half the nothing.
Yeah.
I get half of nothing.
Only if you won.
I think it's wrong.
But you share in the past, but she specified this is a gift. This isn't being shared like we always do. This is yours.
Well, she didn't specify, but it was my gift. Oh. Like we did Secret Santa at work.
So she thinks
in her.
Okay.
Here's the weird thing. I just want to ask you straight out because you're upset.
Right.
There's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
If we put you on hold, would you give T-Hack her number and maybe we get her side of the story? I mean,
I would really be grateful if you guys did that because maybe
fun.
I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Hang on right there. Don't move. If they do scratchers together, I don't know where I'm at because it is a present. I'm going to say this. Colorado lottery tickets are a great gift idea. And I've given them in the past. And I've had friends win hundreds of dollars.
And then what happens when that they win?
It's hundreds of dollars and it doesn't bother me.
Because it was a gift and you gave it away to them.
But I'm being honest with you. If they won a lot of money, I don't know how I would react.
You would hope they would kick back some, but not nearly as much as you think they should.
I don't know. I don't know how, because I remember buying them for my in-laws when they would come out here for Christmas from Brazil. And I was like, what do I do? It's like those $1 million tickets where there's $1 million on one of the tickets. I'm like, what would I do if they won that?
You'd be happy for them because they won off of your gift that you gave away.
Of course, on paper, I would be happy. But could I
truly be like, dang it, why?
Like, because I capped some for myself. Sure, why did I put that
ones.
Ticket in
you
there?
Kept the wrong
so, oh my
ones.
God, I must have put the wrong one in yours.
Yeah, whatever.
That one was supposed to go. All right, so we're going to try to get a hold of her friend and see if we can get her side of the story next. Teresa? You are live on the air. You are cool with discussing this problem on the air, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you were listening to your radio before. Did you hear anything that Kathy said, or do you need us to recap everything, or do you know what's going on?
Oh, I heard.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Everything she said.
Okay. And so why does she have to share this with, like, you understand that if you gave her, I understand that you guys play the lottery together, but you gave her this
as a gift.
Then you understand you're not entitled to
it. No. That's where you're wrong. That's where she left this information out. First, let's start at the top here. She's not my best friend at work. She's my best friend, period. We have been best friends for over 10 years.
Okay.
Our children play together. We celebrate family holidays together. I was at her house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like, this is not we are work friends. This is we are best friends, and we also happen to work at the same place, which is a blessing because I love her. But right now she's being a f***ing bitch.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's.
I'll get into it.
Okay.
I got her Secret Santa present was this really nice, beautiful smelling woodwick candle that I put on her desk. That was her Secret Santa present.
Okay.
Scratch cards that I got her are the same. We always buy each other scratch cards and promise each other that we're going to split it all the time. We do it like weekly. Okay. And I gave her the scratch cards per use, not as a Secret Santa, just as the.
But you put them in a stocking card. So that you understand.
Because it's the week before Christmas.
But you understand that that's.
But the candle was her Secret Santa. Anyways. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay.
Like, we're supposed to split what we ever win.
Okay.
Kathy is here with us, and I don't like this kind of stuff happening on the air. You guys need to work this out, but we're already knee deep in this crap.
Right.
Kathy, are you still here?
Yeah. I'm here.
Are you her friend or is she a coworker friend? Like, I know it's not the biggest issue, but I mean, you sandbagged that a little bit, or did you not? Who's telling the truth on that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we did spend Thanksgiving together. No, she is, you know, a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Up until you have to share winnings of a lottery and then she's suddenly only a Prada bag friend or.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, that was not part of. That was my gift. That was not.
No, the candle was your gift.
Yeah, but you gave me like five little scratchers. Normally we do like a big pack, and that was in a little stocking. That's like wrapped up with a little candy cane. That was my Christmas present.
Kathy, no, it wasn't. The candle was your Christmas present. Are you serious right now? It's like you're making up excuses because you don't want to split the money with me. And you know John got in a car accident last month. My husband, by the way, got in a car accident last month, and I just got the medical bills. I literally was just telling you about how expensive it is and that we're in debt now. And I could use that money. You know, I could use that $2,500.
Kathy.
So bad right now. I thank you for thinking of getting me a nice purse, but I don't need a purse. I need that money.
Kathy.
We always split these.
Teresa, just hang on for one second. Kathy, is there a candle? Was there a candle on your desk? Yes or no?
Yes, and it was beautiful.
So
there was also a little stocking with candy cane and tickets.
Oh, yes.
So you assumed the whole thing was your, but when you told us the story originally, you said that was your present,
right.
So you left the candle out.
Right.
Well, I was just so excited about the $5,000, I forgot about the candle, to be honest.
Yep. So do you think the candle maybe was the $25 gift? I mean, is there a chance that the candle... Where this gets sideways is the stocking.
It is.
The stocking implies something. You put a bow on something or put paper on it or put it in a stocking. I don't know what legally we call these scratchers now. Are they a gift? Because
the stocking is just to make it look cute and fun because I like Christmas and it's the week before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
We always give each other these. We always give each other these.
So what would you have done with
on Valentine's Day last year, you gave one to me and a cute little Valentine left over from your child's Valentine's that she brought to school. That doesn't mean that it was just
for me for a Valentine. Wow. Like, I don't split that one, and that one was $20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kathy, what do you, I mean, we can take this to social media and we can try to figure out an answer, but like, I mean, if what she's, Teresa, love you, but yeah. Your husband being in a car accident, I don't think we can take that. I'm being Judge Judy right now, but that doesn't matter. It sucks, but your medical bills that doesn't change whose money this is.
Right.
You need it.
But that doesn't, but the fact that we always split them, we always do that.
Yep.
Her gift was the candle.
Right.
Period.
But you put the scratchers in it. I'm with you. It's the stocking that makes things sideways for me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the fact that you are my friend and that it's like, this is what's happening. No, I want it all. Mine. And we always split these. It's like, come on. Are you serious?
Wow.
Are you seriously being like this right now?
I can't believe you're being like this. This is terrible.
You guys, can I just put this into perspective? I mean, I know $5,000 is a lot of money, mm-hmm. but you guys are throwing away 10 years worth of friendship.
Yeah,
over $2,500.
You guys love each other.
Yeah, I mean, this is dumb. This is...
Yeah, she is being dumb.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's stop here.
Yeah, hang on.
Before the... Yeah, hang... Don't move. Hang on. You're the logical one. Who's right?
There's a lot of miscommunication, but to me, those scratchers were a gift
because they're in a stocking.
Kinda,
but they always do them to get if the candles.
If they always did them in the stocking, then that's their norm. Okay, but if it was,
can I get down in the weeds?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a $25 gift exchange, if that candle's worth $25, she satisfied the gift
then
side
it's
of
over.
It. If it's only worth $20 and it's $5 worth of scratchers, now you know what I'm saying,
right?
I don't know how to.
I don't either.
It
to me, they sound like a gift, but I guess they're not. They do them together, so I don't.
We don't have time to take calls on this, so we're just going to turn it over to text, social media. Blow us up. Who gets this money? Do they have to split it? Do we do the thing where it's like,
I was going
to
say,
we shall saw the ticket in half.
Yes, that thing.
Let's get biblical on this thing. All right, it's the holiday halvesies, I guess. It's Kathy.
Nice.
Kathy won $5,000, but Teresa gave it to her, and they always do scratchers together, but she put it in a stocking.
Is it a gift, or they mutually split that money, or...
Whose money is this?
Yeah. Slacker and Steve.